Coming up.
Artificial intelligence can do a lot these days, but can it sell shoes? One online footwear retailer is hoping so. Will other e-commerce sites follow suit? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. Now, these days, many of us do most of our shopping online. However, this can be quite the harrowing experience, clicking on screen after screen of endless product images, but never quite finding exactly what you want. Now, Shoes.com might have the solution to this conundrum. Their plan is to show you products that you want to buy before you ask for them. How could it possibly do this? Well, with artificial intelligence. And here to explain a little bit more about how this works is Wall Street Journal reporter Elizabeth Dwoskin. Hey, Elizabeth. So if you wouldn't mind first briefly explaining what this new artificial technology is and how Shoes.com will utilize it.
Sure. Well, artificial intelligence, of course, applies to a lot of things these days. It can mean a robot that can have feelings or act like it has feelings and respond, or it can mean software that picks up on patterns in large amounts of data, learns from those patterns, and then reproduces its own information, kind of like what the human brain does. So in this case, you have Shoes.com, which is an e-commerce retailer that wants people to find a more intuitive way to find stuff on their site. If you've ever shopped in e-commerce, you know you can very quickly get yourself 50 pages deep in, and it's a dizzying experience, and it's hard to feel like you can try something on and get the look and feel of a product. So what this does is, rather than let you go into the site and essentially filter for what you want, let's say I want a pair of boots and I can type in the brand of the boots, the color of the boots, think even some other filters are available, more detailed filters are available. Instead of doing that verbally, the AI software tries to learn what it is that I'm interested in by following my patterns of behavior visually, the kinds of shoes that I click on and what are the visual commonalities between them.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how far software has come in improving image recognition tools. Do companies need this kind of new trick to boost sales? What's the current state of retail growth for e-commerce?
Well, I think actually it's flattening out. There was actually a census report this week that came out about e-commerce, and basically the growth in e-commerce, which, you know, grew a lot in the last decade, very high growth, like I think 19-20%, that's flattening out. Today, e-commerce is still just about 7% of overall retail sales.
Oh, no kidding.
So, most people, yeah, you think it's more, but actually most people still prefer to go to stores and try stuff on.
So is there concern there that while this makes things easier, there's something to be said about the fact that, you know, you want to try something on, and as smart as technology can be, you can't really make up for that?
Well, you really can't. I mean, you know, trying something on is a unique experience, and digital experience where you can't touch and feel something is a different experience. And then with this AI, it's not about how it feels on, but it is about trying to understand your taste. So let's say there's something on the website that I really want, but I can't type in, like a boot with a certain type of shape, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what they might see is that I'm attracted to boots with a certain type of shape, and so then they'll show me all the boots. So it really, what this is a way to surface content, since there's so much content on these e-commerce sites now.
Right.
To surface content more quickly, and so it deals with the barrier of efficiency more than it deals with the barrier of being able to try stuff on or not and having that experience.
Right. And oftentimes, you know, artificial intelligence really comes through, but there are always cracks, right? It's never perfect. How has these visual search tools been a challenge for e-commerce companies?
It's a good question. I think that no company has cracked the nut. At least that's what experts tell me, like Susharita Milpuru at Forrester.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, companies have been trying to kind of crack visual search for a little while. Even in 2010, Amazon announced a visual search product, though you don't really see it on their site. Google knows how to index and mine the textual web. That's what the web was built on. It was a web of pages. But increasingly, we're in a web of images. And so the tools to mine those images and index them and analyze them are just a lot less mature than the tools to understand text. It's a different set of skills. It's a different set of computer science techniques. So I think companies are rapidly trying to do that as the web becomes more visual.
Right.
But I think it's much earlier. You know, think about how the web of pages and how long it's taken to index that well algorithmically.
Right.
And then imagine the web of images and how long that will take.
And it is so new. But is there any indication on the other areas this type of intelligence could expand into? Like buying shoes is great, and online retail is a start. But where else could companies benefit from this?
That's a really good question. One application right now that's being used is for medical imagery. So if you have an x-ray, you could feed into a computer millions and millions of x-rays, and it would start to notice patterns. What's a healthy x-ray look like? What do let not healthy look x-rays look like? Where is the cancer? Now, this is something that radiologists get a ton of training to do, mm-hmm. but many doctors think that in 15 years, radiologists will be displaced by this type of software because it can actually, it has the possibility of recognizing more than the human eye can see. Right now, though, it's in really early days, but that will probably change.
Wow. It'll be really interesting to see how this, you know, artificial intelligence can really expand into other territories. Elizabeth Dwoskin, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
And Shoes.com is initially testing this new technology in the women's boot section of its Canadian store. That's a good start. The U.S. store will remain as is for now. And that'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.